From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen, sitting in for Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, I talk with a former military interrogator in Iraq, still haunted by what he has seen and what he has done.
But first, the Senate Judiciary Committee approved legislation today that would give Guantanamo detainees their day in court. With the change of policy, terror suspects would get the right to file a habeas corpus suit, challenging their detention. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He joins me now from the Capitol. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit about the measure that's been passed by the Judiciary Committee today?
Senator Leahy and Specter led the effort in the Judiciary Committee to reestablish habeas corpus rights for those who are being detained at Guantanamo. And I think the reason is obvious. 5 years into this Guantanamo detention, we still have not had a single trial of an enemy combatant. Of those who have been incarcerated in Guantanamo, literally hundreds have been released without charges, some after being held years at a time. This is really basic and fundamental to America's system of justice. The government has to have a charge against a person who's being held.
And if eventually approved, how might this affect the military tribunal system currently in place for Guantanamo detainees?
Well, we're certainly going to find ourselves back in a tradition that was honored for decades by the United States. The Geneva Convention set up and established the civilized conduct, if you will, the procedures that nations needed to follow when it came to prisoners during time of war or conflict. This administration decided to rewrite the rules. Attorney General Gonzalez said that the Geneva Conventions were antiquated and they set out to create their own system. It has failed. It has failed to bring those to justice who should be brought to justice, and unfortunately it has incarcerated many innocent people who have now been released by this administration. It's given this nation a black eye in the view of the world.
Some critics have argued that improving the civil liberties of suspected terrorists isn't exactly the best move in terms of keeping the U.S. safe. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are these. If we have an individual who's a threat to the United States or American citizens, they should be held and charged and detained for as long as necessary to protect our people and our territory. But there's another side to this coin. There has to be a reason for holding them. After years, these detainees are brought into a tribunal where they are told they can't be given the evidence against them because it's classified, where they have no opportunities to call witnesses or gather evidence in their own defense, and many of them are then shipped forward in the process. It's unacceptable, and it's the reason why in this last week the military tribunal process has broken down at Guantanamo.
And, of course, charges against two of the detainees there were dropped last week. Has that changed the discussion about Guantanamo at all?
I think we all understand that President Bush was right last year when he called for the closing of Guantanamo. This is, sadly, an image of America which needs to end. We need to have a place that they are held that we can be proud of, that we have humane incarceration to demonstrate our own values to the world. We need to follow the basic precepts of law that have guided us for decades and centuries. Guantanamo has been an exception. It's not one that has spoken well of the United States.
This measure that passed today, what do you think its chances are when it reaches the full Senate?
We do have a chance. Although it's going to be a heated debate, there are clearly those who want the current system to continue. But the failure of that system over the last 5 years, time and again, and the reputation it's given America and the world, I think will be an impetus for the Senate to act positively.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.